the original Sherlock Holmes. Edinburgh, Scotland, around 1900. There are many patients in the waiting room of Dr. Joseph Bell. In the infirmary connected with his office, Dr. Bell has a corps of assistants. Among them, a young medical student named Arthur Conan Doyle. Dr. Bell sits in his office. The door opens. Young Conan Doyle enters with a middle-aged patient.
Dr. Bell, this is Sandy McNabb.
What's the trouble with you, McNabb?
I have his case history here if you want it, Dr. Bell.
I didn't think I needed it, Doyle. Now, let me see, McNabb. You served in the Army, didn't you?
Aye, sir.
Recently discharged?
Aye, for 3 months, sir.
A healing regiment. Non-commissioned officer, weren't you?
Aye.
You were stationed at Barbados in the West Indies.
Aye, it was there I first got sick.
Mr. McNabb, go through this door down the hall. That's the infirmary. The nurse will get you ready for an examination.
Very good, Doctor.
Dr. Bell, tell me how you knew all that on first sight. You always know these case histories without looking at the record.
Elementary, my dear Doyle, elementary. If you use ordinary observation.
Is that so, sir?
He was respectful, but didn't remove his hat when he came into the office. They don't remove their hats in the Army, even to a superior officer.
Oh?
However, if he'd been out of the Army long, he'd have learned civilian ways.
Well, that's right, sir.
Then he had an air of authority, even though quiet, and he's certainly a Scot. Therefore, he probably belonged to a Highland regiment.
Yes, sir, that's all correct.
Last of all, the poor fellow is suffering from elephantiasis. That is not an English disease, but is common in the West Indies. There are several Scotch regiments stationed in the Barbados. Now, see how simple it all is.
Dr. Bell, you'd make a wonderful detective.
Why don't you write a book about me, Doyle? You're always making up stories.
You know, sir, that thought has often occurred to me.
Then do it, and I'll edit your manuscripts.
I'll begin the story tonight, Dr. Bell.
Well, what will you call me?
I don't know. I thought perhaps I'd call you Holmes.
Holmes? Holmes, eh? Well, what's my first name?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. I knew someone named Sherlock once. It's an odd name.
Sherlock Holmes. Well, it's a foolish enough name for a detective story. Now, mind you, young man, don't make me sentimental or Scotch or a doctor.
No, sir. Just Sherlock Holmes, detective.
Strange as it seems, Dr. Joseph Bell of Edinburgh was the original Sherlock Holmes. He was very much interested in Conan Doyle's stories of the great detective and often gave him suggestions. Dr. Bell died in 1911.